Miss any of the Bill and Jessica Show? Want to listen all over again? It's the Bill and Jessica Show podcast. Here's another segment on Power 101.7.
Today is Wednesday. Wednesday.
Do you know what that means?
Oh, don't you know what that means?
No, please. Tell me.
Please, tell me.
It means it's workout.
Wednesday.
Let's work it out.
Wednesday.
Work out. Wednesday.
Work it out.
Wednesday.
Sooner than early morning workout.
When is this happening?
When is this happening?
Let's do it now.
Nope.
Nope.
I'm going back to bed.
I'm going back to bed.
Oh, well, the show must go on.
How's the weather going to be today, Jess?
It's going to be sunny and cold today. Highs in the mid-40s.
All right, we have a digital copy of Regretting You if you want it. First couple people to text in right now, your first and last name and your email. Let's go. Digital copy, Regretting You, 302-858-5117. Jess, you get the quick deets.
That's right. We have that digital copy, Regretting You, when life pulls you down, love lifts you up. You can watch Regretting You, the movie, on digital now.
Good luck.
Time now for the gossip.
You like that gossip?
It's the Celebrity Buzz with a freaking Rican on Power 101.7.
All right, 6:43. Sports coming up. Jess, what you got in Celebrity
Buzz?
Here
we go. So a winter storm warning is active from Pennsylvania to Maine as snow and ice spread across the region.
Mm.
The storm that hit the Midwest and South on Monday is now bringing ice and heavy snow to the Northeast. Snow totals of 2 to 4 inches are expected in Ohio, West Virginia, Pennsylvania, and Western New York. And Northern Pennsylvania and Central New York could see over 6 inches.
I didn't hear you say Maryland, Delaware, or Virginia.
No. We're in the clear right now.
Good.
All right.
We just came from 80 degree weather.
I know you did.
And then we come back to 40 degree weather. All right. Actually 30 right now in Georgetown.
When you got back home on that plane, you were like, man, we're back.
It's a different kind of cold.
It is.
Yeah.
It is. I know.
It gets in the 60s of Florida and you're like freezing.
Yep. No, this is different.
This is a different kind of life.
Wow. Mm.
And you know what? By the way, in Miami, it wasn't that hot.
No?
No.
It was chilly.
Yeah.
Not used to that.
Not used to that. The other day, we were there because we got back, and then our flight wasn't until the evening.
Yeah.
So we got like a resort for the day, you know, at a really nice hotel there, and had the pool and the beach and all that, and I didn't get in. And that's not like me.
Wow.
Yeah. My daughter got in and our son's girlfriend got in. And it was, you know, I mean, it wasn't like cold, but it was
very chilly. It wasn't hot. Yes.
Yeah. In Miami, Fort Lauderdale area. Yeah.
Darn.
And we were like, what's going on here?
Yeah.
This is Florida.
Yeah.
It's always supposed to be warm.
I know.
At least warm.
Mm-hmm.
Nope.
Mm.
Crazy.
It is. And then the Powerball jackpot has now climbed to $775 million ahead of Wednesday's drawing, ranking among the 10 largest in the game's history. No ticket has matched all numbers since September, when a $1.787 billion prize was shared by winners in Missouri and Texas. The jackpot's cash value stands at $362.5 million before taxes. So the next drawing is tonight. So if you're into all that and you think you can win, make sure that you get your tickets.
Mm.
And Netflix's Stranger Things Season 5 shattered all streaming records. It brought in 59.6 million views during its first 5 days. The debut marks the highest premiere week viewership for any English language Netflix series and ranks third overall behind Squid Game Seasons 2 and 3.
Okay.
So Stranger Things Season 5 is now breaking records on Netflix. And NBC will partner with more than 25 content creators across YouTube, Meta, and TikTok for the 2026 Milan Winter Olympic Games. The creators will receive exclusive on-site access in Milan during the competition. NBC's 2024 Paris Creator Collective achieved nearly 300 million social media views. The Paris Games, they hit a record 6.5 billion impressions across NBC Sports social channels. So now they are recruiting social media creators for the 2026 Winter Olympics coverage. So if you're a content creator, you can go ahead and sign up for that gig. And did you see the pictures of Diddy in prison and the videos? Apparently.
Yeah, but some of it's is AI, right?
AI.
Yeah,
why this story fake. Is making the headlines. People started sharing this stuff and saying, look at Diddy hugged up in prison and all this mess.
Yeah, all fake.
And it's all prison photos, but it's not the real thing. Every single one that you see out there are all AI fakes. Mm. Just want to let you know, there's no pictures of Diddy, true ones, where he's out in the courtyard with these inmates, or another one where there's a video of him hugged up, putting his arm around someone's waist. No, it's all fake. So AI generated images and videos.
I was actually hoping it was true.
Are now going viral on social media to the point where people were just losing their minds over this. Mm. And it's fake. One of the images, again, does have the TMZ watermark. TMZ says that these images were created by AI. And he's currently serving a 50-month prison sentence in New Jersey. But just in case, you know, you have shared it, you've been duped. Okay?
Dang.
Yeah.
Just FYI, this has nothing to do with nothing, but when we were on our plane ride back the other day, you know, you can watch movies on the plane.
Yeah.
And we rode JetBlue, which is a great airline, by the way.
Yes.
No problem. Everything went smooth with the flights there and back. And they have Dunkin' Donuts, by the way.
They do. That's why you go with them, right?
Yeah. I didn't partake in the Dunkin' Donuts.
One of the perks.
This time around, but we did end up going JetBlue. Anyway, you can watch movies, and I guess they have a partnership with Peacock, so they have like all the Peacock movies and stuff like that. A big portion of them. I watched Ghostbusters Frozen Empire.
Oh, did you like it?
I did.
You did like it.
I did. Yeah. So if you want a little bit of nostalgia, I know it came out last year, but if you're, you know,
we thought it was pretty good.
In your, you know, 30s and 40s, and you like grew up on the Ghostbusters Frozen Empire. Even though it might look like it doesn't have, it does, like Ray, you know, Bill Murray, Dan Aykroyd, and
it does have
it has them in it.
Yes.
Yeah. So again, if you want some good nostalgia, Slimer is in it. Mm-hmm. You know, so
it's funny, Slimer.
Egon, you know, he passed away. Mm-hmm. Was it Harold Ramis, the guy's name who played Egon?
Yeah.
It's like about his family takes over. You know, that's the whole thing.
Yeah.
But it's good. If you want a little bit of nostalgia.